Kevin Smith, Republican in the U.S. Senate primary race, joins us as one of the candidates live this morning, GMI Studios. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be with you again, my friend.
Well, thanks for being with us, Kevin Smith. Let's talk a little bit about a story last week, national debt crossing that $30 trillion line. But yet members of Congress, at least the Democratic Party, as I said before last week, I think even with the Fed trying to raise rates to stifle inflation, if they could spend another $2 trillion, they would. How do we get the American people to pay attention to this national debt story? Because both parties in the past have been sort of negligent at really trying to lower it or live within any kind of, states have to balance their budgets, but obviously the federal government does not.
Yeah, Jack, I think people are paying attention now because sooner or later, when you keep spending into an oblivion, you got to pay the piper. And now we're doing it. People are feeling it because you just look at all of the inflation out there, whether it's in groceries, building materials, going out to eat, everywhere you go, inflation is impacting everyone. And it's because of the nonstop spending. And yes, the Democrats, they just want to spend even more. You know, they want to pass this Build Back Better plan, which, you know, folks like Maggie Hassan, of course, are completely in favor of. And it just has no end in sight. Here's the other part of it, too, that no one's talking about, is that the largest share of the debt right now is being held by China. And, you know, that's a national security risk, in my opinion. And so these are the issues that need to be addressed in Washington. They're not being addressed, as you said. Really, neither party is addressing them, but especially the Democrats. They just want to add to the problem by keeping to spend more and more. Part of the reason I'm running to go to Washington is because I want to replace Maggie Hassan, who just is completely absent on this issue.
Kevin Smith in the race for the Republican race for the U.S. Senate. Former President Trump, one of his key issues he ran on was getting tough with China. He said they were eating our lunch, and the Olympics is going on, and we did this symbolic boycott of none of our government officials or the president going over, like Vladimir Putin. But do you think, from an economic point of view, the Biden administration is being docile or just right or tough when it deals with China in terms of like fair trade? Because we almost got in, you know, during the Trump presidency, it was quite a story.
It was. Look, the Biden administration has weakened, you know, our stature in the world. You know, like him or not, Trump was the first president in a long time to finally stand up to China and tell them you're going to stop eating our lunch. And I think people appreciated that. You know, in talking about the Olympics, I'll tell you one of the things that really just exasperated me, Jack, over this last week is, and by the way, I don't begrudge any of the athletes who are over there competing. I mean, they've been training for these things their entire lives. They certainly didn't choose, you know, to where the Olympics were being held. But it was Nancy Pelosi saying last week, shut your mouths. Don't say anything bad about China while you're there. Don't talk about the human rights violations. And I just cannot imagine anything more un-American than saying something like that. I mean, can you imagine for a second, Jack, if the roles were reversed, and you had the Chinese government saying, you know, don't criticize the U.S. for fear of retribution. I mean, that's all you really need to know about China, is that the Speaker of the House would actually say right. something like that. And instead, we ought to be encouraging our athletes
right.
to speak out against the human rights violations there. So I think this administration, I think the leadership, and again, Maggie Hassan, they've been completely weak on this issue, been completely weak in standing up to China. And look, I said it, you know, again at the top, our stature has been weakened around the world because of it.
Well, it's rather hypocritical, isn't it, for Nancy Pelosi to encourage some people domestically to speak up on this or that, but not when you're in China representing our country.
Jack,
don't upset China and the regime there. It's unbelievable. Hey, let me switch gears real quickly. The border. What do we do about the border? No one's really going to do much about it in this administration, it seems, and we have a crisis. We have a humanitarian crisis. We have a fentanyl trafficking crisis. We basically have a crisis, and no one in the national media will pay attention to it. This administration is not going to police it any better. What do we do about the border if you're elected to the Senate?
Well, you hit it dead on. I mean, nobody is talking about doing anything at the border, and we know we've already had, in just the first year alone of the Biden administration, over 2 million encounters with illegal migrants coming across the border. As you mentioned, you've got drugs like fentanyl that are coming through, making their way into communities in New Hampshire. You also have high-risk terrorists coming across the border, too. I wrote a piece about this a couple of weeks ago, Jack, in which I talked about, you know, the Biden administration recently having been exposed for doing these mystery flights of taking, you know, thousands of these illegal migrants, flying them around to communities across the country and trying to assimilate them there. But this is a case of where the cover-up is almost worse than the crime, because they're doing this in the dark of night. You know, they're flying them around when nobody's looking, so they hope nobody sees this. And again, it was finally exposed by people who knew what was going on the ground. But why isn't anyone talking about this, Jack? Why isn't anyone doing anything about it? First thing we have to do before we do anything else is secure the border. And I have to believe that both Republicans and good conservative Democrats can come to an agreement on this. That, again, having drugs flow across the border with ease, having terrorists come over, this is in nobody's interest. This should not be a partisan issue. And, securing the border should be something that should be able to get done. And, again, Jack, if I'm elected and go down there, even with the Biden administration, I'll push to try to work to get an agreement in place, because it benefits everyone.
Military friends of mine tell me that Afghanistan interpreters and Afghanistan people that supported the U.S. effort in Afghanistan can't even get out of Afghanistan into this country, but you can go to the southwest border and basically break into the country from South America. Hey, real quickly, Kevin, before we go, we mentioned earlier former President Trump in China. This past week was rather interesting with Corey Lewandowski commenting on the fact that President Trump wants Chris Sununu to be challenged by a Republican challenger and wants him out of office. So a little flap here as Governor Sununu hasn't been too, I guess, you know, positive towards some of the things the former president has said. So that's sort of between those two camps, I guess. My question to you is, do you think Governor Sununu should be challenged by a Trump-type supporter? And what do you make of the back and forth between the governor and the former president?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've always had a great working relationship with the governor, you know, as my time as town manager in Londonderry and also as chairman of the Pease Development Authority. Here's what I think, Jack. I'm going to make a fairly good assumption here that the fences will be mended and the relationship will be good between the former president and Governor Sununu by the time the election rolls around. Because the bottom line is this: we're much better as a party united than divided, you know, and I go back to what Ronald Reagan used to say: my 80% friend is not my 20% enemy. And at the end of the day, we've got to have our focus on making sure Maggie Hassan's no longer a U.S. senator, and also making sure that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and those folks are not in charge in Washington come 2023. And that certainly is my goal, and I think that'll be the goal of the party as well.
It seems that from Corey Lewandowski said the president wants to pick someone in that U.S. Senate primary that you're in. Is that an endorsement that you would seek and be open to?
Well, look, if the former president wants to endorse my candidacy, absolutely, I'll accept that endorsement. I've said I'll accept the endorsements from obviously Republicans, conservative Democrats, undeclareds. You know, the endorsements, Jack, I'm going after the people right here in New Hampshire. So folks I've been working with really my entire career as a public servant. And those are the folks I'm going to be winning over heading into November.
Kevin Smith, live. Good morning, New Hampshire. Republican GOP Senate, U.S. Senate candidate. They'll get you back again soon. Good morning, New Hampshire GMI Studios. Thank you, Kevin.
Jack, thanks again. Talk to you soon.